B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. With Bob and LBF in the morning.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Candace. Hey, good morning, Candace.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, LBF.
Well, Candace, what brings you to Morning Court today?
You know, I'm just so sad, and I don't know what to do. My brother passed away. He was in his late 50s, and it was very sudden.
Mm-hmm.
He and my sister-in-law had a really good marriage. We were close. I was close with her and my brother and their kids, who are all in their late 20s and out of the house.
Well, that stinks. And, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Here's where I'm heartbroken and I'm angry.
Okay.
So maybe a month after his funeral, my sister-in-law gave away all of his clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was really quick. But I thought, well, you know, she's being charitable, right?
Right.
She's giving him.
I guess we all kind of mourn our own way.
Yeah.
Right. But then a month after that, she's redecorating their house, painting, took down pictures, buying new furniture, and every trace of him is gone. Even his ashes are in the ocean.
Wow, that was fast. Were you there? Did you get to say goodbye?
No, she wanted to make it a very private thing, and I was really hurt by that.
Yeah, no, I understand. It's your brother. Okay.
Yeah, he was my only brother, and... You know, yeah, she did offer me some of his things, but I feel like he's just been erased. And I asked her about it, and she said, I just cannot live in the past. I have to move on. And I just feel like she's being so cold, and I'm thinking if she doesn't want to be reminded of my brother, I might stop talking to her. I mean, obviously, she doesn't want any reminders,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I feel hurt. I mean... And I guess I'm just wondering, you know,
right.
Should I feel this hurt about it?
Yeah. Well, I say everybody kind of, I guess, grieves the wrong way, but that's pretty quick.
Yeah, it's so quick. It's like the quick nature of it that's really...
Because, you said, he passed away, and within a month, she
what's going
cleaned
on?
Out all this stuff. He was already, the ashes were spread, and she's moving on.
Yeah, I mean, we've been family for decades, and I just don't know what to do.
She says she doesn't want any reminders of her husband, your brother. All right, so I can tell you're hurt by it, and you got questions. So let's see if we can get some answers for you, Candace. Let's get some phones lit up for you. Maybe some people have experienced this. Who knows? Maybe people would think she's doing what they would do as well. All right, so let's light them up for Candace, 888-410-1057. Candace, stay tuned, okay? That this is going to be a learning experience for everybody here, okay?
Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks for calling. Stay tuned. A lot of calls today for Candace. Her brother passed recently. Not sure why. We didn't get into that. But why she called us is because her sister-in-law has moved on real fast within a month or two. But basically erased everything from the house and any kind of pictures or whatever.
Yeah, just, remembrances or anything
like
gone.
That. So let's see. We get some calls going in here. What do you think? Is it any of Candace's business or what are your thoughts? We'll start with you, Terry. Good morning. What do you think?
Hi, good morning. My husband passed away 7 years ago at 48, very suddenly. And I just feel for her. She can grieve however she wants to. Mm-hmm. Just don't give up on her. I mean, I didn't get out of bed for 4 months.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's different for everybody. Maybe she's just so overwhelmed. She can't handle things. And she's trying to change things she can because she can't change the fact that her husband's gone.
Right. That's a really good way to put it, Terry. I mean,
you know,
because
it's awful. Don't give up on her.
Okay.
Don't not talk
well,
to her.
Well, I hope you're doing
so
better, Terry.
I want to cry because of that.
I know. Oh, my gosh.
I hope you're doing better.
Stick with her. Help her. Let her do it. I am. I'm married again.
Yay. Oh, good. Oh, that's great.
See?
Yeah.
That's good.
Thanks for the call, Terry.
Thanks, Terry. Okay.
Yeah. All righty.
You have a
Bye-bye.
Great day. We're going to say hi to Amy. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
What do you think of Candace's case today?
Well, first, sorry for her loss. I also lost my sibling about 3 years ago. She was only 30. But I more grieved like the sister-in-law. I didn't want the constant reminders. It broke my heart constantly. But Candace is entitled to her feelings, too, and I get why she's hurt. But, I would have done what the sister-in-law did.
You did the same thing?
No, she,
no, I'm saying you. It's okay for her to move on so quickly, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Yeah, because, I mean, she's sitting in a house she shared with her spouse, her best friend, and to sit there with the constant reminders is hard for a grieving process, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't think it's like, you're not necessarily moving on, but you're not surrounding yourself with the things that, like, really make you sad, that make you unable to move on. So she's got to...
That's a house full. It's
yeah,
a whole
and
thing.
So she has to, like, sort of approach it like that. You know, don't be mad at your sister-in-law for doing this, but this is how she
grieves. Some good calls today.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, and I hope you're doing
better.
Amy. Sorry to hear about your sister. That's awful. Too young.
Thank you. And they need each other. So
yes, they do.
Try not to make this divide.
Good way to look at it. Okay. Thank you, Amy.
Have a good day.
You too. Let's head it. Devlin. Hey, good morning, Devlin.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What do you think? Casey, the All case right. for Candace.
So, first off, of course, sorry for Candace's loss. Putting on, own personal experience, I had someone recently pass away just about a year ago now, and his daughters decided they weren't going to do anything about it for a while. And now that it's been a year, you know, it's just raw emotion for them. So it's something that, you know, with my non-existent PhD, I'd say isn't too healthy for her to move on too fast like that. Mm-hmm. But to give up on her is turning back on family. And, you know, she's going to need the most support that she's ever needed before now. So I'd say she's got to stick with it.
Okay.
Yeah. So don't judge so much.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We got a lot of great calls today. Really
just
are. Thank you, Devlin.
Be patient.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a problem.
Appreciate it.
Thanks,
okay.
Devlin.
Is it Cassie or Casey?
It's Casey.
Hi, Casey. What do you think?
I do think people grieve differently. My mother passed in 2019, and my father literally the next day was like, you need to...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Clean her clothes out.
Oh, wow.
He just didn't
want
it was horrifying. Right. No, and he lived in Florida. We are up here, and he couldn't deal with it. And I think just people grieve differently.
Yeah.
Well, we're not really.
I mean,
talking
he was heartbroken. They were married for 50 years. It wasn't like, you know what? It was not. It's just how he dealt with it.
And, yeah. So give her some slack. Cut her some slack.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I think you got to be really.
Thank you, Casey. Appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
We got a lot of calls today, too. There's so many people, similar kind of situations they've been through. So that should help out Candace. Yeah. Okay. Morning court today. Kind of a delicate one, but we took the case because we had to. Candace would call because her brother passed very recently, and she's not happy with how her sister-in-law has moved on so quickly from it. Basically cleaned out everything in the house. All the clothes are gone.
Pictures are put away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Candace didn't get to go to, cremated, and she's already spread the ashes.
And so, she
wasn't there.
Yeah, and she said that this is how I want to move on. It's too painful.
Too painful. But is Candace looking for, is she, looking too hard at a situation that is just, you know, how the sister-in-law is dealing with
right
it. Yeah, I mean, does she have that right? So a lot of calls today, so we're going to start with Connie. Hi, Connie.
Hi. So this is my field of expertise in what I do for a living.
Oh,
and
well, let's hear.
I just want to say that yes, as hurt as she is, mm-hmm. people grieve in different ways. And, you know, a couple of things. You know, her sister-in-law might regret this down the road, but right now, if this is what she needs to feel safe and comfortable before moving on, unfortunately, as much as it hurts, we have to accept that people grieve in different ways, and they do things in the moment sometimes without thinking about the bigger picture.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right, yeah.
It's what is working for her now is what you're saying, right? So...
Right. And, you know, maybe in the long run, you know, therapy is always a good place to start.
Yep.
And that can have an impact. And she may regret this in the future, although she may not. So I don't want Candace to think that oh my goodness, you know, she'll regret this, so then I'll feel better, because right. that might not happen.
Yeah. Okay.
This Boy. Is her process.
Yeah.
We got a lot of great calls.
Yeah. Thank you. This is great.
Yeah. It's good, Connie.
Yeah, you're so welcome.
That'll help. You know, that's she was frustrated because she's the outside looking in. Now you've kind of given her some, insight. That's great. We have smart callers.
Yeah, we do. They should give out therapy the way they give out COVID tests, though. Everyone should have it.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, this is, I work in the field, and so this is a little, you know, I heard it and I said, oh, I have to just weigh in, because I know it's really hard to take, but and accept, but unfortunately, everybody is different. And it doesn't mean she loved, you know, her brother any less. It does not mean that in any way.
No.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's important for her to know.
All right, Connie.
Thanks, Connie. Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Absolutely. We appreciate you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, you take care.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Okay.
All right, Rosemary, thanks for hanging on, Rosemary. Real quick, we're going to...
Hi.
Hi, what do you think?
Well, I'm a widow. My husband died very suddenly. And
how old
before
was he?
He died.
How old was he?
He was 56.
Same ballpark, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. Oh.
Yeah. Yep. And before he died, he made me promise that if he died first, I had to move on. So we don't know if that's a conversation they had.
Oh.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, let's talk about that. So he made you promise you would move on. So was it, you said it was sudden, so you guys had maybe just other conversations.
Yeah, my husband was murdered.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. He did it right. He did it right. It's all good. But
he was murdered?
Yes.
My God, I don't think I've ever talked to a woman who's...
He was a teacher that was killed at Bertucci's.
Oh. Oh, no. Yeah. At the mall in Attleboro?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yep, okay, all right.
That's okay. It's all right. It's all right.
Yep.
But that was a promise that we talked about for years.
And
if something happened to him,
okay,
that
it's one thing
so
to say
it. You don't know if that was a conversation.
Right, okay. But it's one thing to say that, right? And how did you move on? How long did it take you?
Well, it took me years.
Yeah.
It took me years before I wanted to have a relationship. And now it's just a matter of finding that one.
Yeah, right.
But,
you're open
you know,
to
you
it.
You don't know.
Right.
And when you have a loss,
you
really just need to be a good friend.
Yeah.
And be there. And if unless there's red flags, just let it go. Because
it's not like
her own grief journey.
Yeah. It's not
and
as though
is
this is Rosemary. It's not as though this is a case for Dateline here. You know what I mean? It's just
No.
Nothing shady.
No,
it's
no,
just
no.
how she's moving on.
No, no. It's okay. Exactly. But right. Oh my gosh, thank you for that advice. And
wow.
Yeah, she just be a friend and listen to her and think before you say something. Put yourself in the situation.
Yeah.
How you go about it? And would you want them to say something like that to you before you go and say something to her?
All right,
yeah.
We're gonna leave it at that because that really is a great call. Rosemary.
Thanks,
you've
Rosemary.
Lived it. You've good insight. Thanks listening.
For calling.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Do you know more about that story?
I do.
When did that happen?
That happened in 2016, and it was at the Silver City Mall. It was at the Bertucci's, and a person came in. He'd stabbed a woman in his town, and then he went to the mall, went to the Bertucci's, and her husband, George, she and her husband were sitting at the bar, and they didn't even get... They were literally about to get their drinks, and this man came in and attacked a pregnant waitress, and George went after the attacker, and Rosemary protected the waitress, and George was stabbed by the man fatally. And then the police came and shot the perpetrator, and because Rosemary, she was going to come and her. It was a really, really, really random attack and really sad story, but he was so beloved.
Yeah.
And so many stories about him. He was a teacher and, he was a hero.
I mean, so you just think about for Candace, it kind of puts everything to me in perspective.
Well, yeah,
right?
Sure.
Right, okay. So, you know, we're all, if she's moved on. And
thanks to all these people who called and offered their advice, you know, it was painful situations, but they really offered some good advice and to not judge her and not leave her alone. She's going through something.
That's it.
Yeah.
Unless you see red flags.
And yep.
That's not enough
right
there. So hope that helped, Candace. Thanks for calling Morning Court.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. With Bob and LBF in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.